For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. People who live in the path of Hurricane Michael are assessing the devastation. Cadaver dogs are helping search teams find anyone who may have been trapped or killed in the storm's 155-mile-per-hour winds and 14-foot storm surge. Captain Ignatius Carroll is with the South Florida Urban Search and Rescue Team.
You see a lot of foundations that are there, but no homes. We have about 160 people that are out here conducting secondary searches and more thorough searches.
Carroll says that after 3 days of checking on residents and sifting through the rubble, his teams still have more work to do. Some storm victims in Georgia used logs to spell out the word help on the ground to summon rescuers. More than 400,000 people in the affected states are still without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
President Trump says there are some people in his administration he's not thrilled with, and there are others that he is beyond thrilled with. He was asked in an interview for CBS's 60 Minutes if he thinks Defense Secretary James Mattis will stay on the job.
It could be that he is. I think he's sort of a Democrat, if you want to know the truth. But General Mattis is a good guy. We get along very well.
Despite his defense of him, the president also said that Mattis might step down. New results from the CBS News Battleground Tracker shows the Democrat lead is continuing to increase slightly in the race for the House. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders told CNN the election, which is only about 3 weeks away from now, is really going to come down to just one factor.
This entire election campaign is going to come down to two words. And that is voter turnout.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Pope is celebrating seven new saints. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Pope Francis lauding new saints Pope Paul VI and slain Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero as prophets of a church that he says looks out for the poor as he presided over a canonization ceremony on Sunday morning. The two canonized along with five other people at the start of Sunday's Mass. History's first Latin American Pope warning in his homily Sunday of the danger posed by wealth, calling, quote, the love of money the root of all evils, and saying, quote, we see this where money is at the center. There is no room for God nor for man. Francis said Paul, who oversaw the 1960s meetings that modernized the Catholic Church, survived deep misunderstandings to cross new boundaries for the sake of following Christ's call. He praised Romero, who was gunned down by El Salvador's right-wing death squads, as having given up his own life to be, quote, close to the poor and to his people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Venom, a character from Spider-Man, topped the box office for a second weekend. It beat out three new movies, including First Man, which landed third with $16 million, also Bad Times at the El Royale, and a Goosebumps sequel. Coming in second, the remake of A Star is Born, with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, hauling in $28 million over the weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.